Okay, today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Tzadi Zion, and we are on Tzadi Bava Mabez, as we continue in issues of of She'ela. And we, on today's daf also, is sponsored in memory of Moshe Ben Yosef, Dr. Milton Cook, and we thank the family for the sponsorship. Moshe Ben Yosef. Okay, we continue now. We are up to Iboy Lehu. Start with about 10 lines up from the bottom, Tzadi Vava Mabez. So we are about to start sugyas relating to the other tour of Shoel. The Shoel, as we know, is chayiv in almost everything. Chayiv in Pshia and Gedev Aveda and Ones, as has been described. But there are two pturim that we have had. So the first mission, the parak, had mentioned the ptur of Mesa of Ba'alavimo, if it dies when the Ba'alim are somehow a working for the Shoel. So that is one Ptur, as we've spoken about in some of the Svaras. And now we're going to get into some of the other issues related to the other Ptur, and that is Mesa Machmas Malacha. So, says the Gemara, first of all, Ibailu, Kichesh Basa Machmas Malacha Mai. What if the animal did not die while during work, but it just got depreciated? Kichesh Basa. So that was the question. So, Amar Le'ehu Meir Rabbanan, Rav Chilkiya Brei Rav Yishmei. What, based on your question, that you're only asking about depreciation, is the Shoel going to be Chayiv in that case? Mechlal Dechi, Mesa Machmas Malacha Mechayiv? Is that to say, well, you know for sure that by Mesa Machmas Malacha you'd be Chayiv. The only Shaila is about if it got depreciated, but basically that's against the Svara that we would say, of course it has to be Pater for my Mesa Machmas Malacha. Neima, why wouldn't we say, Lav Lukme Vekilta Sheolte, I didn't borrow it to leave it in a jail, to leave it in a room and not use it. The whole point of She'ela is to use it. So that's why, what's the source for Mesa Machmas Malacha? Svara. That it has to be that, you know, I took it to use. So if I'm using it in the normal way, I wasn't Mishane, I didn't violate any, rules of the contract that we agree to, so there's no reason why I should be chayev. That's the patur of Mesa Machmas Malacha. So Rav Chilkiya asked the person asking this question, you know, impression that I get from you that you would hold Mesa Machmas Malacha is chayev, but that doesn't fit. That doesn't make sense. So Elam Arava, you're right. That wasn't the question of the rabbis. Lomi boy kichesh baser machmas malacha de pater. Not only it's a lomi boy. Not only if the animal becomes depreciated, do we say pater? El afilu mesa machmas malacha nami pater. Right, but even mesa machmas malacha is going to be pater. Da amrele lav luk me bekil sasha ilte. I didn't take it to put it in a room and not be able to use, right? That's what the Shiloh was, and the answer is that no, in both cases you would be putter. The Shiloh that Rishonim ask here is, what exactly is the Svara for Mesa Machmas Malacha? Why you putter? Right? The Gemara seems to say it's a Svara, but what exactly is the Svara? So there were two groups, two camps of thought in the Rishonim here. If you look in the Ramban and the Rashba and all the Chachmi Svarad, Mesa Machmas Malacha is different than other onsin, right? You might think other onsin are very, very far-fetched, and you're still going to be chayev. So dafka, this one you're going to be putter. So the Rabban says, because this is considered pshia demashiel. He's chayev for all onsin. But if somebody gives me an animal that dies under normal work, then it's basically his fault. It's his negligence. Why'd he give me such an animal? And if he knew that this would happen to his animal, that would be a problem. The Shoel Vadai, says the Ramban. The Shoel Vadai Chayev Onsin. Avalo Bipshia Demashiel. Vikan Mashiel Pashaba. Shehishila Limalacha. Vihi Eina Yechol Lispolosa. Ugoche Mesa Machmas Uvitsina. Right? It died because of the exertion of the action. Demalacha. And therefore, and then he says, "V'ra'isi b'sefer haRambam." We'll get back to the Mishnah in a couple of minutes. The Meisamach b'sha'as malacha v'ta'usu. The Ramban, the Rashba, they all quote the Rambam about a line that we'll talk about in a few minutes, and they think it's a mistake. But either way, this is the first issue: is the Ramban and the other Chachmei Sfarad say that, well, it's the pshi of the mashiel for giving me such an animal. If you look in the Rashba, the Rashba and the Nemuki Yosef both quote a different svara, not focused on the pshi of the mashiel, but that the mashiel knows that this is possible. If I give you something, I know that using it in the normal way might cause something, right? That, as long as you didn't do anything wrong. Venerally, I'll read it from the Rashba. Tahinuk your time at the Rava. Tavade manda masho para lachaveir lo malacha. Not that he was poshea, but meida yada da avida lachu she bivsara. He knows that it's going to be used, and it's not, whenever you lend something out, you know it's going to be used, and in the normal way of usage, sometimes it gets depreciated, or even breaks. V'kiva delav v'kachesh kapid, and since you know that it could get depreciated, and you're obviously not makpid on that, because you did give it, af b'mesam achmas malacha nami lo kapid. Why? Here's the line we just had a few days ago. D'mali katla kula mali katla palga. Once you basically, with your actions, say to me, it's okay if you use it and it goes down a little bit in value. Because every time you use something, it goes down in value. So if that's okay with you, obviously you're not makpid. So then, Mistami, you're not makpid if it dies either. Obviously you're not going to be happy about it, but it's something that, ain't brera, this is something that occurs, every once in a while. The Machane Ephraim quotes both of these, and then he gives a third idea. Number one, she of the mashal. Number two, well, the mashal yada vi lo makbid, and the Machane Ephraim in she'ela simin dalid, after quoting a nafkamina, which we'll get to in a minute, he says, nirali tamacher b'peter meisvach b'zvalacha, mishum, distam shoel kli, o behema le malacha, haru'uya le malacha kasha'il. Mistam, if you lend something to use, you're lending something that could withstand the malacha that it's designated for. Hilka, kishemesa machmas malacha, o nicha shahabahema machmas malacha, kichesh de lo hadra. If that happens, igloi milsa to behema zu lo haisa ru'uya la malacha. Right? It's lumafreya retroactively known that this animal wasn't roi for the malacha then, and therefore, vavi she'ela betos. And therefore, memela, it was mistake. This could be similar to number one, the pshia. But the Machane Ephraim says it even a little sharper. Because it died, it must be that it wasn't right for the malacha. Diaviyada bahashoal shalhaisarui the malacha, lohayashoalosa. If the mashiel knew that it would have died, he wouldn't have given it. The fact that he gave it, that it died anyway, it must be a, sheela betos. And that is the, three, ideas given by the Mefarshim, two by the Rishonim, and one by the Machane Ephraim. What could be a nafkamina? What about a sefer? That's the Machane Ephraim's case. Mishajal sefer k'del lilmoba. I gave you a book to read. V'niskalkel ha-sefer machas ma-shalamat. Ichayev ha-shoel. Is the shoel going to be chayev in that case? Where it's a book. O shema, o nema, depater mikima sh'niskalkel machas malacha. V'shoel pater v'meis machas malacha. So he says, Ivra, according to the Ramban and the Ritva, that the patur is because of the pshia of the mashiel. So iboy lili yuni b'paras v'maisarila malacha. So then, yira de benito di don, de lo shayach haitai malom at the pasha ha-mashiel. Haria shoel chayev l'shalem. What kind of pshia is there by the mashiel? I gave you a book to read. Right, books are used, but I don't think they're going to get ruined, right? So then there wouldn't be any pshia in that case. But if you say it's based on the other svara of the Nemuki Yosef and the Rashba, that is based on, well, he knows that there's always risk factors involved in normal usage, then maybe you'd be putter in this case too. Right, that he says maybe could be a nafkamina. The tour quotes another machlokes, and here the Machane Ephraim says maybe this is also a nafkamina. What if it dies during malacha, but not because of the malacha? Right? What happens if I'm working with it, and then all of a sudden bandits come and capture the animal? So an oni, if an onis tam happens, then I'm going to be chayev. That's shoal, is always chayev onsin. But what if an onis happens during the time of the malacha? So that the Torah quotes as a machlokas between the Rama and his father, the Rush. That is a, machlokas. And he quoted, the Machane Ephraim suggests, maybe that's a nafkamina. L'chorat varim elu, notim l'svaras harama. L'fizeh yira divinidli don pater ha-shoal ha-reyada ha-mashil, she's kakal. Right? He says maybe that's another nafkamina. Because again, it's not the pshia, because he was a poshea, but he knew that there's always risk factors, and, you know, during malacha, you know, it could be taken. Okay. Anyway, these are some other of the nafkaminas. The last other point to mention, and then we'll continue, is the line that we mentioned of the Rambam before. The Ramban and the Ritva quote the Rambam, and they say the Rambam's wrong. It must be some type of mistake. Why? What does the Rambam say? When the Rambam quotes the tour of Beis HaMachmas Malacha, he says, Bishas Malacha. Not just Machmas Malacha. I mean, what happens if the animal, 10 minutes after it worked, it died? And it was obvious it was based on the exhaustion of the work that it did. But it didn't die during the time of the malacha itself. It died half an hour afterwards. So it sounds like the Rambam says you'd be chayiv in that case. That wouldn't be a p'tura based on Machmas Malacha. The Rambam says explicitly, Bamed Ramamurim, the first halacha in Hilchos She'ela. Bamed Ramamurim, Shibisha Nana, Shalobisha's Malacha. Avalim Shalbacha, Beheba Bachavir, Lach Roshba. Umesak, Shicharash, that's a reason Pater. Avalim Mesa, Kodim Shiach, Roshba. Oh, Achar Shacharashba. Even if it dies right afterwards, Hariz the Chayav Lashalim, Machin Kokoyotzi Bazeh. That is the Rambam. And the Kesef Mishnah and the Magen. All the Mefarshim wonder, where does Rambam get this from? And why? So, the Rivash. The Rivash has a tshuva, Talmud of the Ran, in the same door as the Ran. They read the Kesef Mishnah and the Lacha Mishnah here, quote, the Chumrah, the Shita, the explanation of the Rivash in the Rambam. That the Rivash says, you know why the Rambam says, B'shas Malacha? Because that's the only way he thinks that you could be sure that it happened because of the Malacha. If it happened during the Malacha, then if it happened 10 minutes afterwards, maybe he had a heart attack. You don't know for sure. So the Rambam's B'shas Malacha isn't a fundamental B'shas Malacha. It is because that's the best way to tell that it died B'shas Malacha, though you can never be sure. And the Lecha Mishnah says, based on this Rivash, this is really a Chumra and a Kula. You're going to be Pater B'shas Malacha, even if it didn't die because of the Malacha. Because that's the low plug. Right? That is, you're going to be Pater, that's a Kula for the Shoel. But if it died 5 minutes after the Malacha, even if it's clear that it was B'shas because of the Malacha, sounds like according to the Rambam, you'd be Chayiv in that case. That would be a Chumrah for the Shoel. That's what he explains based on the Rivash, Yesh Bo Kula V'Chumrah. According to the other Mefarshim, no. Doesn't go by Shas Malacha. You'd say the opposite in both of those cases, right? Maybe during you'd say Pater because, you know, Moshe Mechamel Avaraya, but afterwards you'd for sure say Pater also, because if you know, it was for sure Machmas the Malacha. Okay, a lot there, but that's some of the issues relating to Mesa Machmas Malacha, which is today's topic. Today's topic on today's daf, as we've discussed the other Patur over the past couple of days of Ba'al of Imo, now we have some svaris for Mesa Machmas Malacha. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, 5 lines off from the bottom. Hu gavre deshol narga mechavre, a person borrowed an axe from their friend Ispar, and the axe broke. Rashi, bipshia. The axe broke bipshia. Also, the Kamei Derava, Amarle, Zil Aisi Sadi, Talav Shanitbe, V'Iftar. So he says, no, go bring Adim that you used it normally, and you're going to be Pater. V'Iftar. V'Ilek Asadi Mai. And what happens if there are no Adim? What if there are no Adim? So Tashma, let's see what the halacha is. The Hau Gavr, the Shol Naga Mechavri, V'Ispar. Also, the Kamei Derava, Amarle, Zil Shlimle Naga Ma'alya. Says, go pay him for a new axe. Go pay him for a new axe. So, Amalei Rav Kana Bar Vasi L'Rav, Dina Hachi. Is that really the din, that he has to pay him for a new axe? What's the issue here? Why do you have to pay him for a new axe? Rashi quotes the Gemara that we had a couple of days ago, that we mentioned a couple of days ago. Dina Hachi on top, she yishalim lo kli asuya misukan. He has to give him a new axe? Right, v'hatznan. Didn't we learn by Nezek that Davyud and Baba Kama, Bailim, Metaplim, Benevela, that when it comes to a case of Hezek, then the Nizak takes the pieces, the shards, and then you just mashlim the difference. Right, Shamin lo Hanevela, as we discussed. Shamin and Ein Shamin a couple of days ago in the context of Kinyanim. So that's what Rivkan and Ravasi, yes, Rav, is this the din that he has to give him a new one? I thought by Hezek he just pays the difference. There's no Kinyanim here. So Vishasik Rav, and Rav did not have an answer to this question. The Hilchasa, I mean, it was a good taina, that why should it be that he should have to pay a new one? The Hilchasa ki Rav Kahana v'Ravasi. But the halacha is like Rav Kahana and Ravasi. Why? To meheder le tavre u memele le demeimana. Right? He just gives him back, he fills in the break, so to speak, and gives him back the difference. Right? So that's what you see, that if he, unless we know otherwise, he would be chayiv. He has to prove that he was using it in the normal way, and then he would be pater. There is a question that the Rishonim here ask, why dafke edim? Why doesn't he just swear? Right, don't we have the shuas hashomrim? Let him swear. All the shuas, shuas shenib reshutso, shuas shlo pasha, shuas shlo shalach bayad. So why does it say here, bring edim? So the Shinim Kubetzis here says it's lav dafka. It's lav dafka, it means to, you know, prove it. Just means that you have to find out what happened. But Mesa Machmas Malacha is not so common. And that's why Edim, the Mishnah says, would be better, because it doesn't happen that often, right? Based on the Pshia, the Svaris that we said before. But if you look in the Ritva here has a basic shita. He quotes a deya, which he argues on, but it at least is a deya here. He quotes, in this case of why dafka a shvua, why does it not mention shvua? It just mentions avosvara, ravata, here it is, it starts from here. Why? He says, it sounds like, why does he say Edim? Mishum de Shoel, Kivan de Chayiv Bechol Onsin, the Eno Niftar, Ella Baonis Machmas Malacha, the Kol de Ton Machmas Malachahu, Eno Nema Beshua Kishar Shomrim, Bamasha He Niftarin, Ella Tsarech Lahavi Raya. The Red Book goes to Deya, Shua is not enough by Shoel. Shoel, as we know, is qualitatively different than the other Shomrim, it seems, right? The Chiyuv Shmira of the Shoel is not even a Chiyuv Shmira, as we discussed, different formulations of the Achronim a couple of days ago. He's Chayiv even in Otsin. Maybe it's Kinyonim, but either way, the Ritva has a Deya, so even a Shvua would not be enough. All the Shvuos of the Shomrims, are all good enough by the other Shomrim. But when it comes to Shoel, the fact that he's Chayiv in everything, except for Onis Machmas Malacha, so he's not Neman, Bishvua Kishar Shomrim. And the Ritva argues, Aval Svara Deravasa, this Svara that I'm quoting, Daha Lesa. I think it's wrong. Why? You don't find that anywhere in the sources. Dilo gara shol mishar shomrim. Shol is no worse than other shomrim. But mashin pturim shene emon in b'shvua. V'hada amar leizil aisi raya. Lo ratza leftoch lo b'tshvua. They didn't want to say that he has to take a shvua. Inami b'makam roanavi, or maybe it's in a place where commonly there are many people around, like we had a couple of weeks ago, in the name of Isi ben Yehuda. Then we had back on Daf Pei Gimel, where there's a place where Edom should be, then we would ask for the Edom. But again, that's an amazing Deya quoted here in the Ritva, even though it is a Chiddush, and generally we wouldn't follow it. Okay, let's continue. More stories of Meis Machmas Balacha. Hu Gavra, Deshol Dav L'Michavre, a person borrowed a payo from his friend. Isbar, and it broke. Us like Amadir of Papa, Amele Aisi Sadi, Deloshanita Beviftar. Same thing. It sounds like that Deya. The Pashas of the Gemara, it sounds like, what does this Gemara keep saying? Adim, Adim, Adim. Again, there are Okiptas that the Ritva gives, but it's not that Deya has difficulty fitting into this Gemara. He has difficulty fitting into other Gemaras, but other Gemaras seem to group Shoel with the other Shomrim when it comes to all the Shvuos HaShomrim. Doesn't sound like there's any difference. So, but that's what the Gemara says. Hu gavra deshol shunra mechavre. A man borrowed a cat from his friend. Why would you borrow a cat from your friend? You obviously have a mice problem. So that's why you're going to borrow the cat to get rid of the mice. What happened? Problem. Chavra leha achbere. The mice ganged up on the cat. Vikatzlu and killed the cat. Right? So now the shaila is this Meis HaMachmas Balacha? Right? Great question. Right? So Yosef Ravashi v'kami boilei. Ki hai gavna, my. Ki Meis HaMachmas Balacha dami olo. He was doing his job. Right? He was doing his job. So is this Meis HaMachmas Balacha? So, let's do the answer and then we'll see the Tosfos. Amalei Rav Mordechai l'Ravashi. Hachi amar abimi mei agronya mishmei derava. This is what they say in the name of Rava. Gavra denashi katluhu lodina velodina. Men that women kill, Lodina Velodina. What does that mean? It's so unusual. There's no judge in the case, right? The way this is understood is totally unexpected and for sure Potter. Onis Gomer Bichlal. Right? And therefore, it is not something that could have been forecast, and he's going to be Potter in that case. For sure, a Mesa Machmas Balacha. Right? That's the lashon that is used. The Ritva here says, according line, Klomar, Nasha Mashlubo, Velo Hayelo Lishoel, Laha'alos Alev Sheyahargu, Vikiva de la Pasha Pater, de Mesa Machmas Balacha. You have to add that last line in. Meaning it can't be, oh, it's totally unexpected. Oshoel is Chayiv in Onsen. So you can't just say, oh, it's a total Onis unexpected. It's totally unexpected in his line of work. And therefore, this is for sure a Mesa Machmas Balacha that he didn't know about, and therefore, he's going to be Pater. That's one version of the story. There's another version of the story. Says the Gemara Ikata Amrei, Achil Achbaratuve, V'chavav Amis. What happens, the mice didn't gang up on him, he ate too many mice. Right? He kept eating, he kept getting rid of them, and he kept eating them, and then he, overdosed on mice. And he died. So is that Mesa Machmas Balacha? Again, all of these sound somewhat humorous, but you can think about the lumdus, in the case where you bring him to do a job, but the job, even though it's the job that he's supposed to do, but it's way out of his league. Or doing the job, he goes too far in the job. Whatever it is, but, what happens in this case? So Yazar Ravashi become ayin ba kai gavna mai. So Ravashi also is wondering about this. So Amalei Rav Mordechai Ravashi Acham Rabbi Mei Agrunya. Similar mashal, but not exactly. Gavri Dinashi Kitluhu Lo Dita Velo Daima. Right, same lashon, but the Rashi adds on. What is this adding? Nashi Kitluhu. What's the parallel mashal? Baal Beilos Harbe Vames. If he's involved in getting some hana'a, and he overdoses on that hana'a, right, so that is the shiloh, that is the parallel to the cat eating too many mice, bal be'ilos harbe, so that's the shiloh either way, and that's something that is totally unexpected, and therefore, it shouldn't be a responsibility of the shoel, and therefore it is called a mesa machmas, malacha. We talk about the Baal Be'ilos Harbe Vames, you know, we find elsewhere Baal Be'ilos Harbe in order to almost kill him, to get him ready to be killed, rather than the case of the Gemara Nazir about Yal Eishes Chever Akeni, what she did with Sisera, Baal Sheva Be'ilos, what the Gemara calls, the only time the Gemara calls such an act, an Avera Lishma. The Gemara talks about that L'shem Shemayim, to save Klal Yisrael, Yael, got Sisera into her tent and took care of him, and in that way, again, Baal Be'ilos Harbe and eventually killed him, but that was not because of the Bia, as is described here, based on probably the exhaustion. Good. Tosis wonders, what's the Hava meaning to say that this is not Mesa Machmas Malacha? This is Mesa Machmas Malacha. The cat is doing its job, and the mice gang up on him. Like, what else would it be? Tosfos and Ki, Tema, Maikami Boili, Vahalo Mesa, Mamish, Machmas Malacha. V'yesh lomar di'iboile imshina b'masha olicha l'makom shahar be'achbar mitzuyim. You told me you have a mice problem. You didn't tell me you have a mice epidemic. Right? You didn't tell me that it's out of control in such a way that one cat, I would have given you five cats, not one cat. So maybe that's the issue here. Aval ein lo lishmar shalo yahargeyu. Right? He was mishani. He took it to a place that it was so many, but still, that's the shiloh, so it's a little bit different. Meaning, there was a little bit of a pshia on the part of the shoel, and that's the shiloh. If you look in the Trumas Hadeshen has a case based on this discussion. Shin Chav Ches, 328. Chayil sonim ba'im pitom lefnei ha'ir. There was an attacking army coming to a city. Lishlov l'exol milakoach malkoach kovei mashem edri ha'ir. There was an attacking army that came and they were going to take everything and steal everything from the herds of the city. Ubnei ha'ir mizar zimu mizayin. Everybody's quickly running and going and getting weapons. Latzeis lekras ha'sonim lahatzil ha'adarim. What happens on the way out? Ruvein stops by Shimon and says, Shimon, kabar your spear, kabar your sword. Vishal Ruvim Shimon Shiryon Vishar Kle Zain Lirkov Gamuim Bnei Ha'ir Lekras Asonim. He borrows his weapon, and the Bnei Ha'ir go out, and they are, at least some of them are defeated, and the weapon that Shimon borrowed from Ruvain is taken. V'lachu es kol klei mehem upashtu v'lachu gam Ruvain kol klei Zain v'Shiryon Chayev l'shan l'Shimon mashashal mimenu olav. Does he have to pay back for the weapon that he borrowed? Right, he borrowed a weapon. Does he have to pay back? Tshuva. Yire de ein Ruvain chayev l'shalim v'yavagav d'shol chayev v'onzin mikol makom ki agavna mikri mesa machmas malacha. This is mesa machmas. This is the p'tur. V'yavagav d'lonis kalkel v'nishbar machmas malacha. And even though it didn't break during usage or get ruined during usage, kivan da'al yidei osa hamalacha sheshal b'shvila nifsad v'nevad. This is part of war. People borrow weapons in order to use during war, and then this is part of war. This is part of dying during war. Therefore, chashiv meisam akbas balacha. What's my raya? Perak hashoal daf b'metzia memzayin tzadi zayin and aleph. Quotes our Gemara. Quotes the Tosfos. Oh, only where he took it to a lot of mice is. Come on, what do you see from the Tosfos? De'ilav mishum pshia. If he wouldn't have had any negligence, then for sure it's a regular case of machmas malacha. V'yavagav de'lav machmas malacha sheshalalei. Haynu shetatsuda achbarim v'tochlam mesa. Be'in yinika da'amri. V'chud when he continues. But either way, this is the Truma Sadash. Again, it's very halacha l'maisa. Anytime, let's say somebody's using a pen, borrows a pen in the normal way, and then somehow it runs out of ink, and you can't fill it up again, or regular usage, it was somehow weak, and then it broke. So we can think about all the svaris. Well, you gave me a pen, you gave me, you know, sometimes pens, this happens to, right? It can happen very often that these types of cases come up. Good. The Shulchan Aruch, by the way, quotes the Truma Sadashin. Quotes this case in Simin Shin Mem, Siv Gimel, the Shach wonders if it's totally correct, but that is the Truma Sadashin. Vayter. Says the Gemara. Amar Rava. So we've had our cat case for the day. Amar Rava. Haiman deboyle mishal mi dimi chavrei v'liftar. Rava says, I want to borrow something from you, but I want to be potter. I want to be potter. So is, I know a shaul is always chayev. I have a great idea. I'm going to get back now to the other patur. Neimale ashkin maya tavi sheila v'bailam. So as I'm borrowing from you, I'm going to say, can you please bring me a cup of water? So at the time of the she'ela, you're going to be working for me. You're going to be bringing me a cup of water. And therefore, it's she'ela b'bailim. No problem. V'pikeachu. But if the mash'il is a smart guy, and he doesn't want to be caught in the patur of she'ela b'bailim, he'll say, sure, but we'll do it in a few minutes. Ne'male shabadisha v'hadar ashkech. Right? We'll take care of business and we'll make our she'ela, and then afterward I'll give you some something to drink, because then, as we've said in the Mishnah, if the she'ela b'bailim is only after the shah she'ela, so then it wouldn't be considered she'ela b'bailim. Again, the Ritva says, what's the chiddush? This is obvious, right? You have a cup of water. The Ritva says, even a davar katan kazeh, right? Getting him a cup of water, that's good enough to be considered she'ela b'bailim. Just giving you a drink? The answer is yes. Doesn't matter. There's no shi'urim in terms of how much one has to be working for the other person. Amar Rava. Here we go. So what if you have a person who serves the community? So how do you determine she'ela b'bailim? Mikri dardiki. What if it's a Rebbe? Mikri dardiki. He teaches all the kids in the community. So he can never be mashil something and not be considered, he'll always be, the people who borrow from him will always be pater, because he works for them, because he teaches their kids. When is he ever going to be able to lend anything out and have some responsibility to him? Shasla, right, somebody who, a gardener, right, Rashi, notea krumim lamechsa, he's shotel, right, shtulim beveis Hashem, planted. Tavcha, right, a butcher. Umna, Rashi, make his dam. Right, somebody who bloodlets. Sapar masa. What does that mean? Rashi says means a haircutter. Right, a tisporet. Right, the Ritva says maybe it means a sofer. Sofer stam. But all these people. Interesting. The Gemara picks at least two of them: Tavcha and Umna. Remember the Gemara in Shabbos. Right, Shabbos says whatever constellation we're born under. So that already, you know, gives us a certain netiyah. Gives us a certain personality makeup. And so one person born under Madim, they'll either be a butcher, or a shochet, or a moel, or a murderer, right? Any of those, something to do with blood, right? So here it puts together the tavcha and the umna. But either way, all of these people, so what's the halacha? Kulon be'idan avidatayu kishel b'bailam tami. Yeah, at the time that they are working, so then it's going to be kisha'ela b'bailam. What exactly does that mean? So the pashtus sounds like whenever they're working for a specific person. Rashi, kisha'ela b'bailam dami. Im meshahaya ze b'malachto sha'al heimena behema ba'osa shava meza pater. Sounds like b'malachto singular. You don't go by the general, he's working for somebody. It sounds like from Rashi, if he's working for a specific person, so then, meaning it doesn't go by the general, the fact that he's working for people in the city. Right, it's this specific person, Bishvilo. The Ritva quotes this from Rashi and argues. He thinks, no, the Gemara is saying that as long as he's working for anybody, because he's a public servant, right, so in that way, there will always be a Torah, and it works out tough for him. What can you do? He says, Vatam, Mibnei Shekol Elu, Notlin Scharan, Mibnei Ha'ir, Ka'achas, Vahari Heim, Bimalacha, Eitzel, Kol, Bnei Ha'ir. You look at it in a general way. I mean, Divrei Rashi Nira Delochash of Shelo Vaylam El Oso Shayim Malachta. He says, but I don't think that's true. Veloni Hira Divkei Makamashvan Rava. Because if that's true, then what's the Chiddush of Rava? Obviously, if he's working for a person, so then he is going to be putter to that person. If you look in the footnote here, he quotes maybe a suggestion. Maybe the point is, it's the day of, he's teaching, but his teaching hours didn't start yet. Maybe that would be the chiddush, even if it only goes by the personal, whose kid is in school that day. That is the, again, that's relating to all of these types of professions. Amrei Rabbanan l'Rava, Shoil lon mar. So the Rabbanan, the Talmidim of Rava asked Rava, Shoil lon mar. What is that? What kind of question? Borrow from us. Rashi. Shaul Anmar. Rabbeinu, Nish'al lanu l'malachtenu, l'lmod lanu Torah. Sheyoshev, u'malamed lanu Torah kol hayom. Vim nish'al mimenu behema v'mesa niftar. Right, you're working for us. You're our Rebbe. You're teaching us Torah. So if we would borrow from you, would that be Sheila B'Bailim Pater? Because after all, you're working for us. We're borrowing from you. So, Sheila B'Bailim. Ikpid Rava got very upset. I'm working for you. Excuse me. I'm your servant. I'm nish'al to you. Omer lehu, la'afkue mamonoika be'isu. What, you're trying to remove money from me? Meaning, I'm working for you? Adarabba, atun shilton li. No, you're working for me. You know, what do you mean you're at why? I'm in charge, Rava said. De'ilo ana mati ishtamuti luchumi mesechla mesechta. I could choose the mesechta. I could choose the topic of the shiur. I could choose whatever I want. Right, so you don't tell me that I'm working for you. Atun lo matiz lishtamute. Right, you want to come into shiur? Now, you learn what I say we're going to learn. And therefore, Rav is makpid, that, no, a Rebbe is not called Sheila B'Bailim. And the Gemara then says, Velohi, really, it wasn't, it's not so clear that that's not true. The Talmidim had a good taina. It just depends when. Ihu sha'olahu biyoma dekala. On the days before the Chagim, where the Rebbe cannot decide what to learn. He has to learn the Chagim, right, the Yarchei Kalas, as we have spoken about. And therefore, on those days, then it can be considered She'ela B'Bailim, the Rebbe being the Mush'al.
What about
Daf Yomi? Inu, Daf Yomi, right, you can't choose, exactly. Right, I'm Baruch Hashem, I'm a Shubin. Right, Inu She'ilu Lei B'Shar, anybody want to borrow something? Inu She'ilu Lei B'Shar Yomi, but the other day, She'ilu Lei B'Shar Yomi, right, so the other days, no, the Rebbe could change, and therefore, it wouldn't be the shame. She'ilulei, they are, so to speak, mush'al to him. Good. There's something here. There's something in this conversation. I'm not exactly sure what it is. So Rav Yashiv discusses, maybe the question is, does Sheila B'Bailim apply if the avoda that one is doing for the other one is a mitzvah? That's the Shaila. Maybe that's the discussion back and forth between Rav and his Talmidim. Right? Do you say that it applies by She'ela Lidvar Mitzvah? Here, Chashuk Yechemin here quotes his father, Rav Yashiv, who has this discussion. Well, that's what you say. Ha'im bedavar she'meshubel l'chaver machmas mitzvah. Ha'im hu nechshav l'bayil avima. Oh, lo. V'zeh toli begeder ha'mitzvah shalimu Torah l'acherim. Maybe it's not only about mitzvahs in general, but about specifically. How do we look at the mitzvah of Harbatza Torah Talmud Torah L'Acherim, which we pointed out in the past is fascinating. The Torah never says there's a mitzvah to learn. How does the Torah formulate learning? Teaching. For the Matatem Osamas B'Nechem. Right? That's the formulation. Because learning, obviously, in order to teach, you obviously have to learn. But that's the way that the Torah formulates the mitzvah. Yes, in Sefer Yehoshua, V'Hagisa B'Yom V'Laila. But that's in Yehoshua. And the Torah, it's all about teaching as a reflection of learning. But that's the Shaila. How do we look at the mitzvah of learning? Im ha'imu nechshav l'bayla v'ima ulo. V'zeh toli begeder mitzvah shal limud ha'Torah l'achirim. Im ha'mitzvah nechsheves l'bein adam l'chavero. Shegeder ha'mitzvah nechshav l'chiyuv l'chavero. V'azu chashav k'bal avimo. Right, you look at the chiyuv of to teach somebody else Torah as like any other mitzvah bein adam l'chavero of bikur cholim and of ayis hameis and harazes kala, where there's kind of like a shibud from one person to the other person. Therefore, that would be called baal avimo. Oh no, shem ashurish hamitzvah hu bein adam l'makom hagam shezel l'chavero lo havi begeder baal avimo. That's the shaila. And that's what he says. Venira de zeh ve havikuach bin rav l'tamidav. The heimsar of the tamidim thought that the chov is based on votzit tzivah l'moma ani b'chinam avata b'chinam t'mitzvah ben adam l'chaveru. And Rava says, no, mitzvah l'shamayim, the mitzvah talmud Torah kolelas lo moda l'olam meir l'shmar v'lasos. And therefore he says it's different. And therefore, he says at the end, he says, L'may nafkamina, now the Chashuk Yechemet discusses, what happens if Reuven asks from a certain Talmud Chacham, could you please teach me something? And the Talmud Chacham says, no, work at it yourself. Work at it yourself. And then afterwards, he feels bad. L'Reuven, he says, does he have to ask Mechila from the person that he refused? So, is it a Mitzvah Ben Adam HaChavero or Mitzvah Ben Adam HaMakom? He has to do tshuva because he refused to teach him Torah. Right, then in one place, the Sefer Chasidim has a line that if somebody has Torah that he could share with another person and he doesn't on purpose, he's like a Navi Shekavash Nevuaso. It's like a Navi that holds back, what is my Torah? It's not my Torah, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah that we're sharing. My Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig likes to quote that Sefer Chasidim. It's like a Navi Shekavash Nevuaso, right, and therefore, but the question is that a B'nai Malkom and a B'chavero? Navi Shekavash Nevuaso, that's also. Hashem gives a person a Navi and Nevuah to give over to Klal Yisrael. So it has to do with both. If he's Kovish Nevuah, he's Chayim Misa. But what is that? What exactly does that mean? But either way, this is discussed here. The other issue to bring up here, which we don't have time fully to do now, is the idea of the rights of a Talmud in terms of asking questions from a Rebbe. Right? It sounds like on other days, when it's not Yomi Tekala, right, the Talmidim are not in charge. The Rebbe could switch the Masechta, but not the Talmidim. The Tosefta in Sanhedrin, in Perek Zion, discusses the rules and regulations of a question. Right, not asking a Rebbe until he's settled, and asking him from a different Masechta, when he's not involved in that Masechta. The Rambam quotes all of these halachas in Hilchos Talmud Torah and Perek Dalet. Ain't Sholan is Arav, because you cut his base of Medrash, Ashid Yashiv Daito. The Rebbe's still taking off his coat, and you're ready asking him a kasha. You know, let him sit down, let him get his bearings. Vena Talmud Shoel Kishi Kanis Ashi Yashav Yanuach. Vein Sholan Shlaim Kechad. People shouldn't ask two at one time. Vein Sholan Es Arav Meinyan Acher Ela Meoso Ha'inyan Shein Oskin Bo Kedei Shelo Yizbayish. Right, you have to ask a Reb. Don't ask him something that he's totally not holding in. Right, and if you know, unless it's a Shaila and Halacha, and you're going to give him time to think about it, but especially one has to be careful. And then the Rebbe, though, where Gemara is about this, the Rebbe is allowed to be matta the Talmidim, b'sheilosa, maisim, sha'osa, kedei l'chadadon. The Rebbe can even do strange things in order to pike the curiosity and to test the Talmidim. Okay, but either way, there's a lot more there on that line about kala tara kula inyan echad, that's the language of the Tosefta in Sanhedrin and Perek Zion, and having limudim from one part of Torah to the other part of Torah. Okay, let's continue. Mereimar bar chanina, oger kudnaisa bechozoi. Mereimar rented out a mule bechozoi. Nafik lidiluye tuuna bahadayu pashuba. Right, and he went to see. He went out to help them. That's what it sounds like. With the load, lituna bahadayu pashuba. And they were posheya of amis, and the a mule died. Oslakami de Rava, Chayvinu. Rava said they were Chayev. Amrele Rabbanan la Rava, Pshiyeba Bailami. But what do you mean? He was helping us out. He came out. He was Messayeya, Bisha Sheila. Ichsif, so Rava was quiet and embarrassed. He didn't know. But Sovig Loy Milsa, it came out that it really wasn't Pshiyeba Bailim. Dila Mesar, Tuna Hudunaf. He just went to watch them. He didn't go to help them. La Mesar, Rashi, Liro Shalo Yirbu Bamasa. He went out to make sure they weren't overloading. So the Gemara says, Ha Nichlam Adalmar, we had this a few days ago. This whole conversation makes sense in story, Pshia Babaylam Pater. Torah Pshia Babaylam Pater. According to the opinion, remember we had the Machlokas, whether the Ptura Balavimu applies to Pshia, whether the Gemara, the Pupsukim go on the fun of or even Lefnei fun of. So, if you say the Ptura Pshia Babaylam works, the Mishim Hachi Yichsef, then you understand. This was a case of Pshia, and it might have been Baal of Imo, and that's why, when he found that Baal of Imo, he was quiet and embarrassed. Elamanda Amar Chayev, but if you say Chayev anyway, so am I Yichsef, so what was he embarrassed about, even if he was there, but they were Poshea? So what was he embarrassed about? So, Lo Mifsha Pashuba, really they weren't Poshea. Ela Ignuve Igniv, really it was stolen, Vamesa Kadarka Beganavavi. And then it died in the house of the Ganav. Vaslakame de Rava Vechayvinu, and Rava was Machai of them, and Amru Le Rabbanon, Le Rava Gneva Babaylam He. Right, it was a Gneva, it was stolen, Ichziv, Vasovig Loi Milsa, De La Mesa Tuna, Hudanafik. Okay, same story, but instead of Pshia, it was a case of Gneva. Vaitim. Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. Hashoa lesapara shala chatziyom v'sachar chatziyom. If what happens if somebody borrows a cow, but half the day it was going to be a borrowing, and half the day it was going to be a renting? Shala hayom v'sachar lemachar. Or what if it borrowed today? Tomorrow, today is going to be free, and tomorrow you're going to pay me for it. Right, it's going to be rented. Sachar achas v'shal achas. Or you borrowed, you took two cows. One you rented, one you borrowed from Mesa, and then one of them died. And we have a machlokas. Hamash shalomer shalom Mesa. The mashal says, no, it was the borrow one that died in it for Yerchayev, for Onsin. B'yom shayza shalom Mesa. Or it died on the day that it was Nishal. B'shah shayza shalom Mesa. Right, all the cases, the mashal says, you are Chayev. V'hala omer, eini yodeya. And the Shoel says, you know what? I'm actually not sure which one. So Chayev, in that case, he is going to be Chayev. Why? Rashi, Bari, Vishema, Bari, Adif. The Mashal is saying, I know for sure. And the Shoel is saying, I don't know. And the opposite is also true. Hasocher, Omer, Schura, Mesa. B'yom, Shiz, Haisa, Schura, Mesa. B'shah, Shaisa, Schura, Mesa. In all those cases, Valomer, Eni, Odeya, Potter. Right? If he says, I'm sure that I am Potter. The other one says, I don't know. He's going to be Potter. Again, Bari Vishema Bari Yadif. What's the case of controversy? The last case. They're each Vadai. Ze Omer Shula Vze Omer Schura. They each argue and they say, no, I'm Chayv, I'm Pater. So, Yishava HaSocher Sheschura Mesa. The Socher swears that the Schura is Mesa. What type of Shvua is that? Right? It's the, he's not Moda in anything. Right, he says, the Mashal says that you're Chayiv, and he says I'm Potter. What, the Shavuos Hesis? Doesn't sound like a Shavuos Hesis. Right, there's even many Rishonim that assume that there was no such thing as Shavuos Hesis at the times of the Mishnah. Rav Nachman made it up. Right, it's nowhere, it's not found in Mishnayis anywhere. So, it can't be here. So what kind of Shavu is that? So we'll have to see in the Gemara. Ze Omer Eini Odeya, Ze Omer Eini Odeya, Yachloku. And if it's Eini Odeya, Eini Odeya, Yachloku. So again, Rashi says, Mama Namuda Basale Cholkin. We'll have to talk about this in the Gemara also. Remember we discussed, this is really the Shita of Sumchas. Of Mama Namuda Basale Cholkin. But we mentioned a year or so ago that sometimes, even the Rabbana would agree, if it's very mistaver that it should be split up, the Rabbana could come up with Cholkin, Cholkin as well. So the Gemara says, Shamas Minay, what do you see from here, from our discussion of the first cases of the Mishnah? Manali biyadcha v'alor reini odeya chayef. Somebody comes over to me and says, you have 100 of mine, and he says, I don't know, chayef. Right, in our case, that's the resha of the Mishnah. Chay, the Toveah says Chayiv, the other one says Pater Chayiv. So why would that be? Let me tell you, Tiyufta de Rav Nachman, is this against Rav Nachman who had backing Subis to Itmar? Manali biyadcha v'alor reini odeya. Rav Huna Rav Yehuda amar Chayiv. Rav Huna would say Chayiv, Rav Nachman Rav Yochanan amar Prati. Why would the first one, the Rav Huna Rav Yehuda say Chayiv, Bari v'shema Bari Yadif. Rav Nachman Rav Yochanan say Pater. So is our Mishnah against Rav Nachman? Because in our Mishnah, it is chayiv. So answer, kida amar Rav Nachman. Just like Rav Nachman says elsewhere, kigon sheish esek shvua b'nayen. It's a case where there's some type of shvua that is obligatory. Some type of shvua daraisa. We'll see b'Hashem tomorrow. Most of it makes us. There's some type of case that it's mechuyav shvua daraisa. Hachanam kigon sheish esek shvua b'nayen. Whatever, there's some type of shvua that he's mechuyav, and therefore, that's the case of, that Rav Nachman says chayiv in our Mishnah, but really, by a regular case of milveh, there will be pater according to Rav Nachman. The Rishonim here asks, Tosfos here asks, why do you have to come on to a case, as the Gemara is going to get to in tomorrow's daf, to the case, there's a Shua Daraisa, there's a Shua Asmod Mixas, why don't you just say, he's chayiv Shua Sashomrim, right, he's a Shomer. Shvua shelo pasha, shvua sheina brashuso. So once he's taking a shvua, so be megalgel on him the other shvua. And if he can't take that other shvua because he doesn't know, mitok sheini yochali shava mishalim. That's the kasha of the Tosfos here on the bottom of Amud Aleph, this big Tosfos. You know, why don't you say, say Gilgal Shrua, he has to take the other Shrua, Shein Ebershu, so say Gilgal Shrua, and then say, Mitok Shein Yechol Shem Mishalim. That's why, Rav Nachman, you have to come up with another Shrua Daraisa. Right? Eisek Shrua Beinayim? That's Tosfos' kasha. In Tiber Maskel Bayom, the kasha Lari. The Amai Zorach Lok Mehachi. Why do you have to say this? Belavachi Havile Mechuyev Shvua Ayide Gilgal. The Amrele Maskir. Ishtavile Miyad de Kadarka Mesa. Okay. I don't know which one. Right? The guy says, I don't know which one died. One of them died, but he died during work. I'm not sure if it was the borrowed one or the rented one. So at least swear to me that it died normally. Swear to me that you weren't posheya. Swear to me that you weren't sholeh poyan. By the gilgul tzaref lishava the schura mesa ben yoch lishava, but he can't because then he odeas amitoch sheni shach lishava mishalim. That's the principle of mitoch. So Tosfos has three answers. Tosfos says number one, the ein maga v'nira l'ri about the seventh line of Tosfos. V'nira l'ri dein magalgal and elakishen nitva toein vadai dumya desota shetoen es vadai. When do you say Gilgul Shvuah? Meaning you roll one Shvuah on the other Shvuah. Only when the claim that I am making, I have a Vadai claim. If I'm Vadai in my Shita and I'm going to swear about it, then, you know, we'll be Magagal, you on another Shvuah. But here it says Tosfos, Avol Bereishis V'Seifos Shenitva Toein Shema in Magagal. The whole, his whole tiny ears, I don't know. I don't know if I'm Chayiv or not. So I don't know if I'm chayav or not. That is not strong enough to be able to create a Gilgul Shvuah. What is the svar for that? What's exactly? So look, Radomir Pavarsky is quoted as the svar, Efshel Afarish Kavanasam, Shemikivan Shedin Gilgul Hu Chiyav Levarer Dvarav Al Yedei Shvuah. Once you're taking Shvuah A and you're clearing things up, just take Shvuah B also. You think Shvuah B to clear things? You know, I know if it was just Shvuah B, you wouldn't have to. But once you're swearing, you know, include this too. Zeshayach Rakash Toein Taina. That whole svara only applies where you are clearing things up. Avalim Omer She'eni Yodeya Eino Chayev Lavara Yoser Mimasha Omer V'Lachin Lo Shayach Lomer B'Zeh Mitoch Shini Yochol Yishav Mishalim. That is his svara number one of Tosfos' answer. You only say Gilgul by a Tainas Vadai of the Nitva. Number two, Tosfos says maybe it's a case of Ma'amino, right? It's a case where he believes him and says, you know what, I'm not going to make you take a Shvuah, so there is no Shvuah A in order to cause Shvuah B. And then finally, the last idea that Tosfos discusses and other Rishonim discuss is that maybe Gilgul is only put in when there's some type of Reyesa. Yeah, there's no reyasa, there's no reason why he should have known, we don't fault him, and therefore it's not as mechuyev. But what's important is the answer that Tosfos does not give. The Rush here says, mitoch she'en yochel yishava mishalem, you can say Gilgul, but mitoch you don't say on a Gilgul Shvuah. Right, what's mitoch? Mitoch means if you can't swear, we're going to make you pay. That principle only goes on Iker Shvuahs, not on Gilgul Shvuahs, not on secondary Shvuahs. And that's a lumda shita. And the question is, what's the sorah for that? Is the Rishon, the Achronim discuss. What does Gilgul Shvuah mean? Shvuah A causes Shvuah B. Right? So what is mitoch? So there are many different ways to explain that machlokes. Right? One suggestion the Balchanan has in Chelek Beis Simin Zayin. Well, we know when we have a chiyuv Shvuah, at a root, is it a chiyuv Mamon and a chiyuv Shvuah gets you out of the chiyuv Mamon? Or at root, is it a chiyuv Shvuah? And if you can't take the Shvuah, then we'll be Mechadei Shechiyev Mamon. So, if you say that normal Shvuahs are Chiyuve Mamon, with a Shvuah to get out of it, so then the principle of Mitoch might only apply to those types of Shvuahs, where there is at root a Chiyuv Mamon. The Torah says, you know what, you can take a Shvuah and get out of the Chiyuv Mamon. You can't take a Shvuah? Okay, then you have to pay. Gilgul Shvuah, the secondary Shvuah, is only a Chiyuv Shvuah. It's not a Chiyuv Mamon at all. So then maybe the principle of Mitoch wouldn't apply. That's one way to look at the Shita. You might also say maybe it's the issue of Gilgul. Do you say Gilgul Shvuah? The second Shvuah comes from the first Shvuah, or the second Shvuah comes from the Toveya? Right? Which is the real Mechayiv of the second Shvuah? Again, there's a lot of lumdus there, but again, this is an important Shita of the Rush. One final point to mention here, and that is the little Tosfos. Tosfos in Vahala. Tosfos discusses Vahala Me'ini Odeya. That's the case where there is a machlokes, the Gemara quoted. Dafka Shomer Eini Odeya Im Hilvitani. Right, Rav Nachman's case is a case of, Tosfos says there are two types of cases that we could have. Somebody comes over to me and says, you owe me $100, and I say, I definitely borrowed, I don't know if I paid you back. That's one answer. That's called Eini Odeya Im Praticha. In that case, Chayiv. It's, what if he says, I don't know if I borrowed in the first place, and you don't have any raya, that's Eini Yodeim Hilvitani. That's the case of Pater. That's Tosfos. Dafka Shomer Eini Yodeim Hilvitani. Aval Hilvitani, Eini Yodeim Hachzarti Lecha, Mastisoni. That's the Mishnah at the end of Baba Kama, Shechayev. Umikom Makom Parach Shapin Rav Nachman Mastisoni. So still though, Rav Nachman says, Pater, there's still a kasha from our Mishnah. Why? Diafa Gavda Modesha Masalo Shte Paros, even though I admit that you gave me two cows, Kiva Shemachzer Achas Havi Ki'ilu Omer, Eini Yodeim Hishaltani Imlav. You might say this is the case of Eini Yodeim Praticha, because he admitted that he borrowed two cows. But since he says he's returning one of them, it's as if he's saying on the other one, it's kind of like heiwach, right? I'm giving you back one, and the other one, nothing. Petosas relates this to the sugi of Enyodea Praticha, Enyodea im nischayavtilacha. Again, there's a lot more, but we'll have to wait here, and we'll have to see what shvua is being referred to by the Gemara in the Esek Shvua. As we continue here, all different issues of She'ela that come up in the parak. Again, today's shiur was sponsored Ilu Nishmas Moshe Ben Yosef. Moshe Ben Yosef, we thank the Cook family for sponsoring. Yeah, just one Hosafa, you know, what I mentioned earlier at the beginning of the daf, just looking at it as I was reading it, the Ve'ispar, the last Rashi on Sadi Vavama base, Ve'ispar Bepshia, that seems to be going on the second case of the, Shal Naga Michavre, not on the first case. So I apologize, I read that Rashi, one story too early. Okay.